I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is Music Through the Day. Today, I am joined by Seth Davin, who fronts a group from Minneapolis called American Scarecrows. Good to see you, man. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So you guys are, this is what, maybe your second time playing in Duluth?
This is only our second time with this project.
Right, with this project. Sure, yep. Sure. So you guys are a little bit new. And there's a lot of, Duluth has a lot of basically Twin Cities-based musicians that make it a point to come up here every sort of once in a while. You know, a lot of those bands, it's almost like you can't tell whether they're part of the Twin Cities scene or the Duluth scene. You know,
absolutely.
Four on the Floor and stuff, they're kind of back and forth. So being that, you guys are kind of new to that whole transitional thing, it's kind of good when I haven't had someone in studio before to kind of start with a tune.
Totally.
So we can kind of get, get a preview.
Absolutely.
See what we're in for. So if you have a tune queued up.
Yeah, for sure.
You should do one.
The song's called Gods of the West. It's off of our upcoming record.
I see a face of a girl about my age. She's smiling, saying yes. She's taking off her dress and crawling into bed. I like to call her El Dorado. She's my lost city of gold. I swear I hear her voice in every song that's sung and every story told. Every evening there's a sunset. I like to think it's just for me. I pretend the gods of the West swallow all I see. I wish they'd send me a lover that doesn't mind who I am. She'd take me for me and let the cards fall where they land. Now I could take her fishing in my grandfather's boat. Doesn't got a motor, but I just came to hold her. She just came to float. I like to call her El Dorado. She's my lost city of gold. And I swear I hear her voice in every song that's sung, in every story told. 'Cause every evening there's a sunset. I like to think it's just for me. I pretend the gods of the West swallow all I see. I wish they'd send me a lover that doesn't mind who I am. Take me for me, I said you. Take me for me, I said you. Take me for me and let the cards fall where they lay.
Seth Davin of American Scarecrows live from Studio A, a tune there called Gods of the West. Is that from the current album there?
It's not. That's from the record that we're working on right now, which we're hoping for a spring release, but there's still a little bit of work to do on it as of yet. But
sure, sure. So you were telling me this is your second time playing in Duluth with this current project.
Yes.
Just to provide some context for the listener, I've actually known Seth a little bit. You know, we've sort of been acquaintances for whatever it is, 4 or 5 years. So I've had the opportunity to hear a lot of your older projects, which
sure.
You started doing at a pretty young age.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about how you got started and what those first projects were like in relation to what's going on now.
Well, the first band I was in that actually played shows and started doing stuff with, I was in a band with my brother, Sebastian, called Dropping Daylight. And we, did you know, started playing. I mean, I was probably 14, 15 when I joined the band and started gigging out at bars, you know, really, you know, at a pretty young age. And everybody else in the band was maybe a few years older than I was, so they had a little bit more chops under their belt than I did at the time. But we did that. We did that project for a good 7-8 years and toured all over the nation. And, you know, we had a good time with it. And there's no really big dramatic story. It just kind of fell apart as things, you know, do. And as that was kind of winding down, I started kind of writing my own songs. And that kind of built into, I was in a band called Wyatt's Torch. That was my project.
I remember Wyatt's Torch.
Yep. And then Wyatt's Torch ended up pretty much becoming American Scarecrows, for the most part.
Totally. So what of the guys that were in Wyatt's Torch, are they, is that all?
Alan, our drummer, who was also the drummer in Dropping Daylight, was in Wyatt's Torch with me and then is now the drummer in American Scarecrows as well. And then we got our good friend Matthew Broadbent to play bass. And so we're just kind of rocking as a three-piece right now.
Sure. Yeah. And that was that was a little bit of a different sound back then, was it not?
Yeah,
that
a little bit. I mean, maybe a little bit more heavier on like maybe the folky side instead of the rock stuff. But I mean, both worlds have always been kind of like dear to my heart to play live. And so, I mean, I suppose American Scarecrows kind of became amalgamation of, I suppose, everything that I like to listen to, you know, hopefully.
So that makes the American Scarecrows project roughly how old now?
We put out the first record in 2011, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was when that was when our first full length came out. And before that, we hadn't really played too many shows. I mean, the whole project basically kind of came together in the studio. And we were just recording the songs, and then we had the record, and then we were like, well, let's start playing some shows, you know, and start kind of developing some kind of base around the Twin Cities. So.
Sure. So how has the Twin Cities music scene been to you guys? Do you guys have residencies, places? Do you have places you like
we
to play, normal venues?
We haven't done any residencies. There are a few clubs that, I mean, I suppose we love playing with and we have good relationships with, but between the Varsity Theater and the Triple Rock both have been very good to us. I love playing the 7th Street Entry. You know, they're pro there, and it's just a great room, and there's a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Twin Cities music scene. I mean, there's so many bands down there now that I mean on any given day of the week, I mean, you can pretty much find whatever you're looking for.
Bands and breweries, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Bands and breweries.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great. Yeah. I'm down. I'm so down.
Totally. Well, hey, why don't we hear another tune?
Yeah. This one's off of the record that we have out, Keep Your Devils Around. The song's called Cannon Canyon.
Smile and we would laugh and drink in the afternoon. But those times are better left behind. There's no turning water into wine, and Jesus Christ, he ain't no friend of mine. Friend of mine. Canyon where I'd enjoy the view all alone. And I could build a home there and stay forever, chopping wood and hunting on my own, on my
Seth Davin of American Scarecrows, live from Studio A, a tune there from their existing album. They're working on another one, which we'll find out about pretty soon. They're playing at Tycoons tonight. Seth is joining me in the studio this afternoon. This is his first live from Studio A appearance, so
yes,
that's kind of exciting. Like I said, thanks a lot for being here. Now, those two tunes that we just heard, and like I said earlier, I've been, you know, kind of casually following your guys' music for a couple years now. I think the first time I ever saw you guys, you were sitting on my porch, actually.
That's right. Kevin and I.
Yeah. You and Kevin were sitting on the porch up on, I think it was 12th Avenue or something like that.
Yep.
And you would play a few tunes kind of like that. But then I've seen you in concert before, and I thought the stage was going to fall to pieces and the microphones were going to break apart and you know, and the place was just going to explode. So there's really such a wide range of genre and music that you guys have. A couple things. Who are some of your biggest musical influences? I know that you're wearing this Meatloaf T-shirt right now. I'm kind of wondering if that's ironic humor or if that's...
No, I really like Meatloaf, actually. Nice. I think that Bat Out of Hell is one of my favorite records. I mean, I understand. I mean, there is a bit of a cheese factor there in the songs, but that's kind of endearing to me. I really do enjoy listening to that record.
It's a classic, man.
Yeah, it is. And he was a phenomenal singer. I mean, his vocal performances on some of those tunes are just awesome. You know, they get me pumped up for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like it's operatic in nature, which might be a term that I just invented just now, but I totally know what you mean. Almost kind of symphonic. Totally. So yeah, other musical influences, and then also when you guys play most of your shows that you play, is there a small group of bands that you guys like to play with or have open, or is it just kind of this mashup of a kind of a jamboree melting pot of random people, or do you have, you know?
I'd say as far as influences go, I mean, I've been a music lover my whole life, and so, I mean, I think that, man, it's really hard to kind of maybe tackle down one thing. I mean, I like Nick Drake, and I like Slayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, and everything in between. I mean, there's a side of me that likes to rock live and write fun rock songs, and there's also a side of me that likes to just maybe write some simple, sweet tunes. And I think that, I suppose for American Scarecrow specifically, my biggest influence has just been simple songwriters. The art of writing, like, what can you do with GCD that maybe hasn't been done before lyrically or something like that? You know, Randy Newman is a good example of that. He's one of my favorites, and he's just the master of the simple tune. I mean, like, it's... You know, there's really not a whole lot going on there, except that there is, like, you know, lyrically, and I've always kind of responded well to that. And that's something that I like to adopt with Scarecrows. I mean, most of our songs are pretty simple tunes. You don't really need to read into the lyrics too much to figure out, you know, what I'm singing about.
If Bob Dylan hadn't crashed through the halls of chord progressions, leaving nothing but rubble for
to
lay claim to. Yeah, totally.
Down in the cities, though, you know, as far as bands that we play with, I mean, we're friends with a lot of bands. I mean, I just suppose from all three of us have been playing, especially Broadbent and I have been playing in the Twin Cities music scene for the last 10 years. And so, I mean, hopefully you make friends over, you know, a decade worth. And so, I mean, Down and Above, we're good friends with the band The Usual Things down there. I like a band called Hardcore Crayons down there. But, I mean, as far as shows, I mean, we'll play with anybody. I mean, as long as, you know, people like to come out and are ready to have a good time. I mean,
that's what we're there to do. So, I mean.
Cool. Well, yeah, I kind of wanted to, I want to talk a little bit about the existing album and about the album that you guys are working
sure.
on. I kind of want, I want to have, do you have time for two more tunes? Can we do one and then
sure.
another one? Is that
yeah.
all right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one and then we'll talk a little bit in a
okay.
few minutes.
This is, I'll do two off of the new one. This song is called North Country.
Called me like a captain to a ship at sea, but glory don't come for free. The place I'm from teaches its lessons, turn me boy into man. And I'd rather be alone, I'd rather be alone than out there. I'd rather be at home, rather be at home in the North Country, yeah. Connect the dots of speckled spots, Polaris guides my way, the place I need to stay. Well, we got boundary waters, working blue collars, all of our sons and daughters' day. I'd rather be alone, I'd rather be alone than at their feet. And I'd rather be at home, rather be at home in the North Country.
Seth Davin of the group, a Minneapolis group, American Scarecrows, live from Studio A. A tune there from a new album that they're working on. It's not out yet, but it's in the works. What's that going to be called again?
What's the record going to be
the
called?
The new one, yeah.
It's Untitled As of Yet.
Untitled As of Yet. Well, so, yeah, you got to wait till the end. You give it a name based on what it's got. What direction, if any, is this new album moving in relation to the old one?
Well, on the first record, so American Scarecrows started with me and one of my best friends, Kevin. Mm-hmm. We've kind of just put both of our projects, solo projects that we had together, and wanted to start a band, and got Matt and Alan on board a little bit later. So the idea of the band was kind of his songs, my songs, do songs together, you know. And so that's how the first record was, you know. And you know, maybe just same kind of ideals, though. It's simple tunes that, you know, are pretty easy to understand and stuff. And after playing a bunch of shows for a few years under that, Kevin left the band to pursue other things. We're still great friends. There's no drama or anything like that. And so after he left, I mean, we were in a little bit of a state of limbo. I mean, do we keep doing American Scarecrows, even though we kind of started it together, you know, or we weren't sure exactly what to do, so we just decided to keep the same name, and then I'd just kind of take over as the primary songwriter. So, I mean, I suppose there, that alone is going to make the second record a bit different than it maybe would have been with him in the band. I mean, he's a very different songwriter than I am, and so that's a pretty big change, and I suppose I feel like this next record is going to maybe be a little more dynamic than the last record, as far as not just some songs are folky and some songs are rocking, but like I just feel like I feel like I've grown a little bit more as a songwriter over the last, you know, few years, and kind of settling into being a frontman, which, you know, I really hadn't done before this band.
Sure.
So I don't know, it's kind of taking the reins a little bit. It was a little shaky for me at first, but I like the challenge.
Sure.
Of it, you know.
So, and you guys have kind of, like I said, I've seen you, you guys have songs, you guys have a song for every mood. You guys can play to any kind of setting. You know, you could do a coffee shop or you could do a nightclub packed full of people, you know, and here in the KUMD studio, we have kind of limited space and limited resources.
Sure.
So we've got a couple of mics set up and we've got an acoustic guitar, and Seth is here by himself.
So, I mean, this is maybe a little more of a stripped down version of these songs. I think that some of them are going to maybe be a little more rocking tonight.
Which we often do live from Studio Ace. All right, let's hear one more tune.
Cool.
Seth Davin,
this song
American
is also going to be off of the new record. It's called Cheshire. Can I say the D word?
No? I'm not 100% sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah, you can say the D word. Yes, you can.
I suppose we should have cleared that beforehand. I wasn't sure. I thought we were just doing three, so...
Can't you see her grinning, spinning in the air? Damn, she's a wild one who's letting down her hair. Knock back a couple drinks and we're moving back and forth. I fell in love with a woman from Minnesota's north, uh-huh. Damn right. That night. Anyone who came too easy just wasn't worth my time. Prize ain't a prize without putting up a fight. I was thankful and honest, blissfully charmed. And with the first kiss, she had her melt into my arms. Uh-huh, damn right. Ooh, that night. My ballerina that's lying next to me, I like to stay awake and watch her dancing in her sleep. Sweet dreams, see you. Sleep with a smile, 'cause she's all mine. She likes to hold my hand and give me kisses on the cheek. Look me in the eyes and make me shaky at the knees. I try to make her laugh and she likes to keep me close. So when we get back home, I'm gonna take off all her clothes. Uh-huh, damn right. Ooh, that night. My ballerina is lying next to me. I like to stay awake and watch her dancing in her sleep. Fall asleep with a smile, she's all mine. My ballerina that's laying next to me, I like to stay. Watch her dancing in her sleep. Sweet dreams, I'll see you in the morning time. My ballerina, I'll see you in the morning time. And I'll fall asleep with a smile, 'cause she's all mine. I'll fall asleep with a smile, 'cause she's all mine.
Seth Davin, live from Studio A, fronting a Minneapolis group called American Scarecrows. Today's Live from Studio A session was produced by Christine Dean, Cameron Flackney, and me, Mike Nowitzki. To